102.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. A federal judge in Oregon appointed by President Trump blocked his deployment of National Guard troops to Portland, concluding the city's protests are not, quote, significantly violent or disruptive. ABC Selena Wang has more.
The president has already sent troops to L.A. and here to D.C., and he's now targeting Portland, Chicago, and Memphis. Now, that federal judge's order only blocks the administration in Portland for 14 days, but the state says they plan to ask for an extension.
And Illinois' governor says the Trump administration is federalizing 300 National Guard troops in Illinois. The governor called it a manufactured performance, not a serious effort to protect public safety. Saturday, the Department of Homeland Security said officers shot an armed woman in Chicago who tried to run over border officers with her vehicle. The woman was treated and released. And Egypt says talks between Israel and Hamas will begin tomorrow. The U.S. is taking part in these discussions. This is ABC News.
Catch Farm Report updates throughout the day from the Midwest Farm Report right here on 92.7 WMDX.
For Civic Media News, I'm Sholly Pittman. The contested case hearing over Enbridge's Line 5 pipeline has concluded in Madison, where environmental advocates and the Bad River Band are challenging state permits for the project. Farmers' advocates warn that denying the permits could cut off a vital propane supply for rural communities. Opponents say the pipeline threatens waterways, wetlands, and tribal lands. Judith Ruiz Branch of the Public News Service has more.
Environmental groups and the Bad River Tribe are challenging permits the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources issued to Enbridge in November for rerouting the pipeline. Nate Zimdars with Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation emphasizes what's at stake for farmers who depend on propane, a byproduct from Line 5.
Oftentimes, our farmers are forgotten about in conversations like this. Just think about the food that's getting put on your table. It's got to come from somewhere. It comes from our farmers who are working really hard during this time of year and are dependent on that energy.
He emphasizes farmers are already experiencing the strains of the federal government shutdown and difficult economic conditions. Opponents of the pipeline are just as determined, saying rerouting Line 5 would be detrimental to the environment, increasing water contamination and threatening cultural resources. Without permit approval, the line would have to shut down, and Zimdars says there are currently no viable alternatives. While much of the opposition has focused on the environmental impacts, Zimdars believes the DNR has conducted thorough studies to mitigate these concerns. The project would affect about 200 waterways and more than 100 acres of wetlands. An administrative law judge is expected to issue a final decision in the case. For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
More news anytime at civicmedia.us.
The Brewers bury the Cubs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from American Family Field, where the Brewers beat the Cubs 9-3. The Cubs' Michael Busch led off with a solo home run shot. Milwaukee responded with a six-run rally in the bottom of the first and never looked back. Freddy Peralta lasted until midway through the sixth with 95 pitches, giving up two solo home run shots. His nine strikeouts ties a Brewers team record for most strikeouts in a playoff game since Don Sutton and two others. Game two, Monday night, just after 8 o'clock, Quinn Priester set to get the start. College football, the Badgers made a change at quarterback, starting Hunter Simmons. They scored on the opening drive, but that was about it as Wisconsin lost at Michigan today, 24-10. Luke Fickell.
That's tough. I don't care on either side of the ball. I don't know if they had a 13-play drive, you know, and I know we did on the first series, but we have to be able to find ways. The difference in a ball game is some big plays.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Farm news that impacts you and your community from the Midwest Farm Report throughout your day on 92.7 WMDX.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Borbins. Sunny, breezy, and very warm once again today, though not quite as hot as yesterday, with high temperatures in the mid-80s. For tonight, some scattered showers developing after midnight, lows near 60. On Monday, showers likely, cooler, high temperatures in the upper 60s. Currently, it's 65.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. September 16th, Maine and Oregon were the first to be sued by the Trump Department of Justice for refusing to provide voter data to be shared within federal agencies. Six more states have been sued, and it could be a good thing. September 25th, DOJ rolled out complaints for Pennsylvania, Michigan, California, Minnesota, New Hampshire, and New York. In August, Pennsylvania Secretary of State Al Schmidt, a Republican, told DOJ, "Your letter dated August 14 specifically asked for detailed personal and confidential information, including driver's license numbers and Social Security numbers, for all Pennsylvania voters. This request and reported efforts to collect broad data on millions of Americans represent a concerning attempt to expand the federal government's role in our country's electoral process," unquote. States have loudly reminded DOJ that the states and Congress are empowered by the U.S. Constitution for election oversight, not the federal government, and that the requests violate both state and federal privacy statutes. Writing in Election Law Blog, professor of law at LMU Loyola Law School, Justin Levitt, writes that the DOJ legal action could turn out to be a good thing. He said, "Now there will be federal judges carefully examining the claims that DOJ has made about its authority under specific statutes and truly putting them to the test." We've linked to more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
T. Chwaba. On the next Nightlight, I welcome the Mulva Cultural Center's Katie Compton, then filmmaker and founder of Chair on Stair Films, Derek Pfister, joins the show. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with P. Chwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Because democracy deserves a little airtime. WMDX.
Good morning, everybody. The music of the star. Thanks again for being here this early in the morning. Of course, for some of you, work is just wrapping up, and you're about ready to make that trek home after a long night's work. Well, anyway, you might have had a lucid dream at work. Ever have a lucid dream and you are sleeping? You think you're dreaming. It's called a lucid dream. And you think, wow, I can do anything I want to. Because, hey, I'm dreaming. Our topic. Dreams. We all have them. Look at all the things you've done because you dreamed about it the previous night or week or month or year. All the businesses that have started because somebody had a dream. Well, I don't mean to pontificate, but found a nice quote here. Get this. Quote, "Be brave enough to live the life of your dreams according to your vision and purpose instead of the expectations and opinions of others." The music of the stars. Come on, I'll take your dreaming.
I walk along the street of sorrow, the boulevard of broken dreams, where Gigolo and Gigolette can take a kiss without regret, so they forget their broken dreams. You laugh tonight and cry tomorrow, when you behold your shattered schemes. Gigolo and Gigolette wake up to find their eyes are wet with tears that tell of broken dreams. Here is where you'll always find me, always walking up and down. But I left my soul behind me in an old cathedral town. The joy that you find here you borrow, you cannot keep it long, it seems. Gigolo and Gigolette still sing a song and dance along the boulevard of broken dreams. Sing a song and dance along the boulevard of broken dreams.
The Music of the Stars, 1957. Who said the 50s were nothing but rock? That's Mitch Miller's production. Yeah, that guy with the beard. He came up with Columbia Records sound, and you darn well better conform, or like Rosemary Clooney find out. To her almost dismay, you darn well better do what I give you or don't come in tomorrow. Music of the Stars. 1957. Henry Warren, Al Dubin.
When the day is through.
Pied Pipers with Tommy Dorsey. Here's Francis Albert Sinatra.
I had the craziest dream last night. Yes, I did. I never dreamed it could be. Yet there you were in love with me. I found your lips close to mine, so I kissed you, and you didn't mind it at all. When I'm awake, such a break never happens. How long can a guy go on dreaming? If there's a chance that you care, then please say that you do. Say it and make my craziest dream come true. Such a break never happens. How long can a guy go on dreaming? If there's a chance that you care, then please, please say you do. Say it and make my craziest dream come true. I saw a spark of danger in her eyes. Well, how would it have hurt me if I turned back and held her? A moment passes, something lovely dies, but it's so easy looking at the game the morning after, adding up the kisses and the laughter. Knowing how you'd play it, if the chance to play it over ever came. But then a Monday morning quarterback never lost a game.
The music of the stars, Doris Day.
When live in my heart. so let us part. And when I grow too old to dream that kiss will live in my heart.
Sigmund Romberg and Oscar Hammerstein II with the lyrics. There's Peggy Lee.
The night holds no fear for the lover, for one with a love of his own. The night holds no fear for the lover, so love me and be mine alone. Hurry, hurry, darling, love me. Come, be my all. Hurry, hurry, darling, love me. Soon the night will fall. Be mine, dear, and you will discover that night is for dreams, not for tears. The night holds no fear for the lover. Be mine and we'll dream through the years. Hurry, darling, love me. Come, be my all. Hurry, hurry, darling, love me. Soon the night will fall. Be mine, dear, and you will discover that night is for dreams, not for tears. The night holds no fear for the lover. Love me and we'll dream through the years. Ah,
This is Norman Luboff.
If you are but a dream, I hope I never waken. It's more than I could bear to find that I'm forsaken. If you're a fantasy, then I'm content.
Music of the Stars, Gordon Jenkins and the Orchestra. With Bill Lee.
My first dream had an educational flavor. I was a college professor about to inflict a botany lecture upon my students. As I walked to school, the whole business suddenly seemed unbearably dull. It seemed so stupid to sit inside on such a nice day, pondering the structure and functions of plants and such. As I entered the classroom, I was struck with a noble and incredibly high resolve. Good morning to you, students.
Good morning to you, sir.
Today, our usual lecture we will defer. I have a brand new project and I hope you'll all consent, 'cause we're going on a journey to the firmament. Today, we're going to learn to fly. Well, now there's no need to get overly excited. Just simmer down a bit and I'll explain the whole procedure to you. Open every window, open every door, and leave a friendly message for the janitor. Have him call the Prexy and advise him of our flight, and say we should be back about next Thursday night.
I think the idea's peachy.
I'm glad I wore my slacks.
Will the teacher give us wings to put on our backs?
I've often thought of trying, but I never really dared.
The feeling must be most exciting.
I'm scared.
All you have to do to learn to fly is look the teacher squarely in the eye. Then count to three, knock on wood.
1, 2, 3. Count to three, knock on wood, and join the glorious brotherhood of birds.
I can do it. I can fly.
I'm off the ground.
Look, teacher. No hand.
1, 2, 3. I'm scared.
I believe we all are ready now for our initial flight. Be careful on the takeoff, students.
All right. Don't forget your comb and lipstick.
Don't forget your cigarette. Shall we exit through the window, students?
Yes, let's.
pity the tourist Pullman chair, and pity the voyager's column mare, for no form of travel can half compare with flying, flying, flying. Unhappy the lot of earthbound clans, and mournful the flight of pedestrians, for they're just a bunch of also rans to flying, flying, flying. From the rainbow to the sunset, from the sunset to a star, and we know we'll soon have a friendly moon show us where we are. We can wear the eagle's headdress, we can sing the falcon song, make a calm survey of the Milky Way as we fly along. We'll soar through the dawn when the night is done, and wave a hello to the scarlet sun. There's nothing can equal the fancy fun of flying, flying, flying.
Don't you think we've had enough now? Shall we put our wings away and get back to the college students?
Okay, we shall surely be the envy of every undergrad. When they hear what we've been doing, they'll be real mad. Bye, bye.
by night, wish by day, love begins this way. Loving starts when open hearts touch and stay. Sleep for now, dreaming's how lovers' lives are planned. Future songs and flying dreams, hand in hand. Love, it seems, made flying dreams so hearts could soar. Heaven sent, these wings were meant to prove once more that love is the key. Love is the key. You and I touch the sky, the eagle and the dove. Nightingales, we keep our sails filled with love. And love, it seems, made flying dreams to bring you home to me. Love, it seems, made flying dreams so hearts could soar. Heaven sent, these wings were meant to prove once more that love is the key. Love is the key. You and I touch the sky, the eagle and the dove. Nightingales, we keep our sails filled with love. Ever strong, our future song, to sing it must be free. Every part is from the heart, and love is still the key. And love, it seems, made flying dreams to bring you home to me.
Jerry Goldsmith wrote that for The Secret of Nim, and that's Paul Williams. Neil Hefti.
Hurrying home to you, through with being lonely. Hurrying home to you, don't you know you're one and only. Fast, fast, traveling fast, dear. And quarrels of the past we'll keep in the past, dear. Want to be in your arms, want to hug and kiss you. Want to be in your arms, want to show you the way I miss you. Fast, fast, traveling fast, you close is all that I'm thinking of. Giving a show for the people below as we fly. As we fly so high. Hearing each beat of the motors repeat with a sigh. By and by. Gonna be holding you. Now I'm feeling jumpy. Gonna be holding you. Don't care if the ride gets bumpy.
To really touch heaven. for the people below as we fly. As we fly so high, hearing each beat of the motors repeat with a sigh. By and by,
fly on impulse, that's the sweet song they sing me. Skyliner, bring me home to love, home to love.
The great Neil Hefti and Les Baxter. ...1954, The High and the Mighty. Dmitri Tiomkin, Oscar-nominated song, Oscar-winning soundtrack.
About those magnificent men and their flying machines.
And they're down, 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 down
second dream, I seemed to have inherited a train. I had on a conductor's uniform, complete with ticket punch, service stripes, all the trimmings. I decided on an inspection tour, starting with the observation car, the one so favored by our more prominent politicians around election time. Speeches made from an observation car always seemed to be a little longer, a little duller, a little harder to understand.
How about taxes?
How about taxes?
We're all for lower taxes.
I am for lower taxes, provided that any reduction leading to a discount assessment permits the budget to finance a double entry credit governed, of course, by the inflationary debentures that inevitably lead to a fluctuating mortgage, thus liquidating any obligatory debit.
Hooray! Hooray!
What'd he say?
How about the farmers?
How about the farmers?
Are you for or against the farmers?
On the contrary, if a foreclosing policy is maintained as to an equitable percent of parity, a munificent bounty should evade the tillers of our soil, negating the marketing aspects of crop rotation as outlined in Form 77B.
Hooray! Hooray!
What'd he say?
How do you stand on foreign policy?
What is your stand on foreign policy?
I'm glad you asked me that. I view with alarm the iconoclastic tendency towards isolationistic totalitarianism promulgated by selfish benefactors solely bent upon stifling the vital accord incumbent upon any vacillation of the vested interest.
Hooray! Hooray!
Promises! Promises!
And so I say to you that if I'm elected to this high office, I will do my
utmost. Yes, indeed. As I continued my tour, I was fascinated by the wonderful names on the Pullman doors. Names like Minot Light, Winooski, Grotto's Tower, Cadwallader C. Washburn. I opened a few of them and went into the dining car. A young mother and her small boy seemed to be having a little trouble finishing their meal.
Are we there yet, Mommy? Are we there yet, Mommy? Mommy, Mommy, are we there yet, Mommy?
No, we're not there yet. Sit up straight and eat your soup.
Mommy, I have to...
You just went. Eat a little of your meat.
I don't like this meat.
Try a little of your cheese.
I don't like this cheese.
How about some apple pie?
I don't like apple pie.
You don't like apple pie?
I want some ice cream. Can't I have some ice cream?
Well...
Are we there yet, Mommy? Are we there yet, Mommy? Mommy?
No, we're not there yet. And if you don't quit asking me... There goes your milk. Waiter? Waiter?
Mommy, I have to...
Oh, all right, come on. And the next time I take you anywhere...
Sounded just like my little boy. Well, right next to the diner was a club car. I guess the bar at one end had a little to do with the unrelenting jollity of those present. One fellow in particular seemed to be monopolizing the conversation.
Well, now, I'm a demon salesman. I'm the livest wire. When a customer is tough to sell, it's me they hire. I'm drawing down the tidy sum of 90 per, plus the various expenses that I may incur. When it comes to padding swindle sheets, I know my stuff. If the auditor gets tough with me, I call his bluff. I'm about to be promoted with a juicy raise, and I see my wife on weekends and on holidays, 'cause I'm a family man.
'Cause he's a family man.
Yes, I'm a family man.
Yes, he's a family man.
Now they're after me to run for mayor, and I might. I'm a booster, I'm a joiner, I'm a leading light. The women follow me around, but when they do, I just politely tell them 23 skidoo, 'cause I'm a family man.
'Cause he's a family man.
Yes, I'm a family man.
Yes, he's a family man.
Say, I heard a piffling story the other day. It's a little risque, but I can see that you fellas have all been around. Now, stop me if you've heard this, but it seems there were two Irishmen on a bus.
Stop.
Stop. What do you mean, stop?
I've heard that one.
Maybe the rest of the gang hasn't heard it.
We've all heard it.
Yeah, those things really get around fast.
As I walked on, the train began gradually to slow down. The scattered lights through the car windows led me to believe that it wasn't a regular stop. After the train halted, I stepped off for a breath of Middle Western air. As I lit a cigarette, I heard a voice from the shack across the way.
the train a-comin', it's rollin' round the bend. And I ain't been kissed, Lord, since I don't know when. The boys in Crescent City don't seem to know I'm here. That lonesome whistle seems to tell me soon disappear. When I was just a baby, my mama told me, Sue, when you're grown up, I want that you should go and see and do. But I'm stuck in Crescent City, just watching life mosey by. When I hear that whistle blowing, ooh, I hang my head and cry. I see the rich folks eating in that fancy dining car. They're probably having pheasant breast and eastern caviar. Now I ain't crying envy, and I ain't crying mean. It's just that they get to see things that I've never seen. City is where I'd like to stay. And I'd let that lonesome whistle blow my blues away. And I'd let that lonesome whistle
That's Beverly Marr, Gordon Jenkins' wife. Stand by for news on CBS. The music of the stars continues till high noon today. I'm your host, Lou Regani. Stick around.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The governor of Illinois says the Trump administration plans to federalize 300 Illinois National Guard troops. He says it's a manufactured performance, not a serious effort to protect public safety. Meanwhile, on Saturday, ICE agents in Chicago shot and injured a woman they say was armed. Officials there say they were rammed by vehicles and boxed in by 10 cars as agents patrolled.
Alleging law enforcement were forced to deploy their weapons and fire defensive shots. The woman, DHS says, was named in a Customs and Border Protection bulletin for allegedly doxing agents online. No law enforcement officers were injured.
It's ABC Selena Wang. A federal judge blocked the Trump administration's plan to send troops to Portland, noting the country's, quote, longstanding and foundational tradition of resistance to government overreach. The government shutdown continues, but a celebration of the Navy's 250th anniversary will go forward in Virginia today. This is ABC News.